When our oldest child was born, they didn't even let fathers go in the labor room. That was nice. And then when our second one was born, fathers must have gotten a little smarter. They let us go into the labor room, but not the delivery room. And by the time our third one was born, hey, fathers had really gotten smart. I was actively involved with the doctor in the delivery. But of course, I couldn't just walk right into the delivery room. Oh, no, no, no. First, I had to do what the doctor and nurse had to do, scrub up. Oh, yeah, they made sure I washed thoroughly. Then they covered every part of me but my hands and my eyes and my nose, and they put a mask over my mouth, a thoroughly ugly cap on my head, and this goofy smock over my clothes. My only consolation was the doctor looked as geeky as I did. And then they gave me paper booties. Oh, that was cool, yeah. But I understood. They can't allow any dirt to infect that environment. You got to be clean to get in. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no dirt allowed. Seems like more people are thinking more these days about spiritual issues, and that's a good thing, including what happens after we take our last breath. One area of curiosity is heaven, which we can guess about if we want, or we can get our information from the one who made heaven, who lives there, who sets the standards for going there. Of course, that would be God, who in the Bible describes heaven not as some state of mind, but as a very real, even mind-blowing place. Our word for today from the Word of God, Revelation 21:4, it's a partial description of heaven. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. Later it says, the great street of the city was of pure gold. Now imagine, what we consider the most precious substance on earth, we'll be walking on it in heaven. It's pavement. We can't begin to imagine the glory of this eternal destination. And in that same passage, here's something very disturbing. Nothing impure will ever enter it. He says, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. God says heaven's a lot like that delivery room. No one's allowed in there who isn't clean. They would infect an environment that has to be pure. God's saying here that he can't allow anyone with sin into heaven, or it won't be heaven anymore. But here's why that's so disturbing. Romans 3:10 in the Bible says there's no one righteous, not one. Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Well, if sinners can't get into heaven, you and I have no chance. No matter how religious we are, no matter how much good we do, it doesn't remove any of the dirt of a lifetime of choices that were my way choices instead of God's way. We defied what God wanted. The scriptures show us there will be a lot of surprised people in hell. People who thought they could get to heaven by being good enough, but their good didn't remove the sin that keeps people out of heaven. But this verse mentions those who will enter heaven, those in the Lamb's Book of Life. See, your name goes there when you get every sin of your life erased from God's book. And here's the only disinfectant that can do that. 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Our only hope of being clean enough to enter heaven is what Jesus did when he died on the cross to take the death penalty we deserved to pay for our sin. The question is, has there ever been a time when in your heart you've stood at Jesus' cross and basically said, Lord, I'm putting my total trust in you to forgive me, to erase my sins from your book. You're my only hope. If you've never done that, why don't you make sure today, my friend? Jesus has become your personal rescuer from your personal sin at that point. Listen, go to our website because I put it there because it will help you nail down and make sure this is the day Jesus becomes your Savior from your sin. The website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. We're all too dirty to enter that sin-free environment of heaven. But you can get clean this very day, but only Jesus can do it. You want to go to Jesus' heaven, you got to get clean. This is that day.